And as we've been reporting, the government of Ukraine is desperately trying to keep the country from slipping into civil war, something that could see more of Ukraine claimed by neighboring Russia. One issue at the root of the challenge to keep the country together is a culture of corruption at every level of the government. NPR's Ari Shapiro has this story about a possible way to end corruption involving a process with an odd name.
A couple weeks ago in Kiev, I saw a flyer for a talk by a member of Ukraine's parliament. The politician's title was head of the Lustration Committee. So I asked a press aide, what does this word lustration mean in English? The guy said, I don't know the English word for it, but it will be an interesting speech.
Lustration is an English word. It comes from Latin. It means to shed light on something.
This is Professor Sam Green of King's College London. He says lustration has the same root as the words illustrate and luster.
It is bringing something that was hidden or in the dark, in the shadows, out into the open.
For a country that has just gone through a revolution, lustration is a sort of government-wide house cleaning. It's a process of rooting out people who are tainted by the old regime. Those people could include judges, cops, bankers, even newspaper editors. Many former communist countries have done it, including Poland.
Convincing the society that this process is needed was very, very difficult.
Agnieszka Piasecka is Polish. She is now in Kiev with a group called the Open Dialogue Foundation. She's trying to help Ukraine figure out what its house cleaning process will look like, how deep into society it should reach, and what the consequences should be for involvement with the old regime.
You need to face the reality that nobody is absolutely clean here, which is a normal reality in plenty of post-Soviet republics.
Well, then what do you do? I mean, how do you clean a house if everybody is dirty?
Then you find people who are less dirty and you work with them.
One of those people who may be less dirty is Yehor Sobolev. He's the head of the Lustration Committee who gave that talk I mentioned earlier. Sobolev is pushing a very aggressive lustration program. There are also other less sweeping proposals out there. Here was the line that struck me most in Sobolev's speech. He said, the big challenge is to make Parliament vote for this bill because, according to the legislation, at least half of the lawmakers will be lustrated, in other words, lose their jobs. Asking people to vote themselves out of government is a tall order. Yevhen Hilbovitsky is a lawyer in Kiev who advises companies doing business in Ukraine.
Probably this particular voting will be a loss. But this is a beginning of a very long process.
Lustration in Ukraine could happen piece by piece, in tiny bites, and it might take a very long time. But even if this process gets off the ground, there are huge risks. Not everybody is sure it's a good idea. Lustration can be a perfect opportunity for blackmail and witch hunts.
The process of what was meant to be lustration, that Americans are probably most familiar with, at least historically, is the McCarthy hearings.
Professor Green says Senator Joe McCarthy's House Un-American Activities Committee is a perfect example of lustration gone bad.
That was meant to be a process of bringing all of this out into the light, finding all of these hidden communists and all these hidden un-Americans and enemies of the state in power, in Hollywood, in banking, in publishing, and in all these other parts of American life, and making sure that they had no place there.
Another example of misguided lustration was the de-Ba'athification process early in the Iraq War. It was supposed to get rid of people with ties to Saddam Hussein's government. Instead, it inflamed sectarian divisions and fueled the insurgency. Even in the best scenario, there are always casualties, says Agnieszka Piasecka.
I call it collateral damage. When you do a house cleaning, you will always have some collateral damage. But I would not call it a witch hunt, because if you do it too gently, if you do it too smoothly, you will have no result at all.
So this is one of many tough decisions Ukraine's government faces today. Do they start the lustration process and risk sliding into a pattern of vengeance and score settling? Or do they leave the old system in place, even though it's corrupt to the core? Ari Shapiro, NPR News.